Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of I Have No Idea, the podcast where you already know we take baby steps through life so we can grow and glow. That's what it's all about. That's what it's really been about lately. But today's a kind of special, well, tonight is a special episode. I'm doing my first podcast in my place. It was like it's kind of weird because I'm so used to doing my podcast in my car, but I now I don't have to do that. I would do it because I would be like alone and I could just talk. I wouldn't be like in the house or like, you know, bothering somebody. So it's a strange adjustment, but I'd be lying if I didn't tell y'all I was sitting here smiling. Because it's just like, I don't know. But it feels good, so it's going to keep happening. But tonight's episode, I don't even know if I really want to call it an episode. I was really like reflecting as I was leaving work. I worked like 12 hours today. And I got a lot of shit done. Fixed a lot of shit. So, pat on the back. I came back full force. Tomorrow I have to install cameras. So, you know, I'm on the ball. I'm on the move. But, I was sitting and reflecting as I was finishing up at work. And something just ran across my mind. It was like, I'm gonna just say it. I'm not for everyone. And that's totally fine. That's not even fine. That's okay. And I was reflecting on it because, you know, all my life I've been like known as like the weird one or, you know, the strange one, the oddball. Some may even say the black sheep or just, I feel like I have fit into certain groups, but there wasn't like a group where all of me fit in. It was like aspects of me fitting here and aspects of me fitting there. And it was kind of like a search almost where I could find a space where every part of me was like accepted or welcomed instead of tolerated or enjoyed instead of tolerated. And I was just sitting at work reflecting, and I was like, you know, it's so many good people and good energy and good opportunities coming into my life that I just sat back and I was like, damn, I finally feel like I have a space that's mine. Like not only my apartment, but the friends I'm gaining, the opportunities that are coming my way. It's like I don't have to shrink myself or dim this aspect of myself to fit into this space or to be a part of this space and feel more so welcomed instead of tolerated. It's an amazing feeling. Cause for a while, when you go through life and you're like the weird kid or the black sheep and you're not necessarily like all up in the adults' faces trying to be all like cutesy or, you know, you're just, attention has never been like my thing. I've always been a kid, child, person, teenager that I really enjoy my own space. And sitting back reflecting, it made me realize that I grew to enjoy my own space because it was so many, especially as a child, I was in so many spaces where people would pick apart, like, oh, why do you do this? Or, oh my God, why do you do that? Or, oh, why do you act like that? Or, oh, why do you just sit and watch TV? Like, it would be just so, it felt so attacked that I would just be sitting there like, I'm literally just watching TV. Like, how am I bothering you? And it wasn't like I tried to, like, not watch TV and, like, become this entertainment kid like I saw around me. It was just, I've always been in a space of, how the fuck am I bothering you by not bothering you? I'm literally just over here in my own world, in my own space, just enjoying this time, whatever I'm doing. And a lot of those memories came from, like, I would be at my grandma's house, and sometimes it'll be my cousins or my sisters there, or, you know, sometimes it wouldn't be as many. It'll just maybe be me and my sisters and, you know, my grandma, my granddad, and my uncle. And I would always just want to sit in front of the TV and just watch it. I wasn't like a kid that was always having to be like, look what I can do. I would literally just sit Indian style, well, Native American style, and I would just watch like South Park or maybe wrestling or, you know, something like that. And it would always just be some adult that would always just find something to say to me. And I, like, now that I'm older, I'm like, damn, did it really bother them that I really wasn't just checking for them? Like, not even in the, I'm a kid, so I don't even know what I'm doing. Like, I'm literally just, my main focus is TV, watch it. Like, it would really get to them. And even as I got older, I would be around people and I would just be in my own zone. Like, I would just be over here, like, literally playing my Game Boy or, you know, reading a comic, maybe playing with some toys. But I was never that kid that was, like, causing mayhem because so-and-so didn't want to share their toys with me. I would be like, I got my own toys. Like, I don't have to, but it would be an issue that other parents would be like, you ain't gonna make Selene share his toys? Like, you, like, I would, it would be things like that. And I would always just be sitting there like, damn, I don't get this. As a kid, I would just be like, I don't get it. Like, I'm literally not even, I haven't said anything disrespectful. I haven't, you know, I'm literally in my own space. And I was reflecting on all of this today, like, even going through middle school and high school, it was the same situations. Like, if I jailed with you. If we vibed and I kicked it. But I was never a kid that I was, like, picking on people or making people feel bad. Like, I was, well, my sisters and, you know, some of my cousins, but, like, I want to say even then I would be in my own space. Like, my sister, I would get mad when she wouldn't want to play with me, so I would, like, knock all the shit off her dresser or, you know, call her fat and things. And that was horrible. Really regret doing that stuff. But just other than that stuff, because that stuff definitely happened, I can't gloss over that. But when I was in my own spaces and I just wanted to, like, chill out, like I said, even going into middle school and high school, I just want to chill. Like, I played with kids and things, but I used to take up for the kids that were bullied. I had, like, a gang of, like, a ragtag crew. And I hated for people to pick on them. Now, I used to be, like, in charge, I'll say that. But as far as, like, being a bully, no. And I just going back over it and like going into high school, I was that way too. Like I stayed to myself. I did my studies. I came home and ate fucking cheeseburgers and chicken patties. I wasn't like that kid that was like going to the parties or going to the lock-ins and stuff. Like that wasn't me. Like I was pretty much quiet. Like I was pretty much quiet, and I don't know why they used to irritate people or just make people so upset. Sometimes I think it was a projection thing. Like I think when you're so in your own world, people have this thing of, well, why don't you want to talk to me? Or what about me makes you not want to, and it's like, it's not even that. Like that's not even on my radar. And as I was sitting at work just reflecting, I was like, damn, this is kind of like a reoccurring thing. It's like the more you're to yourself and, you know, don't bother anybody, you get that question of, why are you so quiet? And it's like, damn, I can't be quiet. I can't just. Damn, maybe I'm thinking about something. Maybe I'm going through something. Maybe I done talked all day and now I'm tired of talking. Maybe I'm tired of hearing my own self talk. Like, maybe I'm tired of having conversations. Like, it has to be something against you. And I was, like I said, I was sitting at work reflecting on this. And it just made me think, like, I'm so appreciative and grateful for the space that I'm in. I know, like I said, I'm not for everyone. I'm not everyone's cup of tea. I'm not everyone's good Judy. Like, I'm not that person. And I'm in a space where I've always been okay with it. But as I was growing up, I was okay with it because my mom instilled in me at a very young age, you know, play with your own toys, be your own person. I mean, I was literally tying blankets around my head and wearing cowboy boots to Walmart. Like, that's how individual I was. Like, I didn't give a damn. This is who I am. And I love boots. And I love blankets. And that's what it's gonna be. If people would, like, look, like, of course people would look at me strange. I'm a black boy wearing cowboy boots. And I got a blanket on my head. And my knees are ashy. Sometimes. But it is just, I've always been that person of, why does it matter what someone else is doing? Like, if it's not for you, I mean, I guess we all have opinions on others, but I feel like when you go into a picking or bullying area of that, that's when it gets to the point of, were they really doing something that substantial where you had to become a bitch or a bully or both or a combination, a bitchly? And it's just a great space to be in. Like I said, it's so many good people coming into my life. It's so many good energies and opportunities. And, you know, sometimes you do kind of sit and be like, damn, I wonder what it's like to, I guess, be in a spotlight. Or, you know, have a bunch of people want to, you know, I guess, always be around you. Or maybe you're the life of the party or, you know, this or this, that. But then I sat and I thought about some people who were that, who were like all up in the scene or, you know, just that girl, I guess, or that guy. Or I guess, for the lack of a better word, more so popular, maybe? I don't know, popular doesn't seem right in this conversation. Maybe, I don't know. I want to say tolerated. No, I don't want to say tolerated. Accepted. I'll go with accepted. You know, you kind of wonder like, damn, why am I not as accepted as them? And you have to just you sit back and you just kind of have these thoughts like, damn, is something wrong with me? But then, like I said, I thought about a couple of people who are more so accepted, and every single person I thought of has come to me once or twice, and they've just shared that the person that they see, the person that we all see on the outside, is not who they really are. It's like a mask they put on so people won't really know who they are, what they go through, you know, just the man in the mirror. And as I was reflecting, I was thinking about that, and I was just like, that kind of sucks. I mean, I know, like, when you're, like, a weirdo or strange or unique or, you know, different or, you know, not the status quo or not the easily accepted or those people, it can make you think, like I said before, you know, why are those people more accepted? And I had to just think, like, it's easier to accept a facade or something you don't really know than to deal with the reality of what a person truly is. Like, not just the good time Judy aspect that they show you, but the other parts. You know, the quirkiness, the weirdness. It's, I feel like those are the parts that a lot of people hide or shy away from, but I also feel like those are your true selves. Like, that's who you really, really are. And I was listening to Amanda Seale's podcast, like I always do, because I don't care what anyone says about Amanda Seale. She's one of my role models. Like, she's up there with John Legend and Mariah Carey. Don't question my role models. They are role models for me. But she's a person, too, that has said, you know, she's not for everybody or she's not everyone's flavor. And she has this, you know, reputation for being a truth teller or, you know, shooting from the hip or telling it how it is and just being herself. And over the past, I guess, months or years, I've really been listening to her podcast and just following her on social media. And I'm just like, it really did help me. Well, she really did help me just further on the fact that I'm not for everyone. And that's totally fine. That's more than fine. That's okay. Because it takes a lot to be your genuine, authentic, transparent self. And not a lot of people can get jiggy with it. Not a lot of people can be like, you know what? I can rock with you. You know, I like that. It's easier to be the good time Judy. Not saying that the weirdos can't be, you know, good time Judys. But it's easier to always have on that mask. It's easier to just not be your authentic self 24/7. And I know a lot of people are like, well, everyone doesn't deserve me. Or, you know, everyone doesn't deserve all parts of me. Or, you know, I got to keep some for myself. I've heard it all. I've even heard, you know, I don't want people to get too close. And it's like, how genuine are your connections with people if you're not being your true self with everyone? Or not even about being your true authentic self with everyone, being your true authentic self with yourself. Because I feel like it can become hard to differentiate, like, who you really are versus who this role you put on for everyone. I know so many people who have come to me and just, you know, breaking down in tears. And it's just like, damn, don't nobody, you don't, let anyone know these things? Like, not even giving themselves access to be authentic. It's like these people who put on these masks, they find an empath or someone whose emotional intelligence is of a higher level, and they can strip down and, you know, finally feel safe to be like, well, I know you'll get me. Or I know I can say this to you because you get it. I've heard you speak. They've heard us speak. They've seen us, you know, bare, raw, and transparent. So they know that we get it. And when these people have come to me and they're, you know, like, very vulnerable, it's like, wow. You don't get to be this. You don't get to be you all the time. It's a constant mask for, you know, and it's to me, it's not only just one mask. It's like they're a different person in front of friends. They're a different person in front of family. They're a different person, you know, at work. They're a different person just out running errands. It's like, I'm thinking like, who are you? And it gets scary to me. That's why I really don't deal with fake people. Like, once I see that you use your ability to be fake more so than you're genuine, I have to back off. Cause I'm that type of person. I'm gonna be questioning, bitch, who are you? If you act one way in front of your mom and you act another way in front of, like, your dad, and one way, like, that's when I sit back and I'm like, oh my God, who is this person? Now, because the older I've gotten, the more I appreciate genuineness and people being their true, authentic selves. I don't want to wonder or have to wonder who this person is around me. I don't want to have to wonder, who are you? What mask are you putting on for me? I can't do that anymore. So, like I said, as I was reflecting, I was just sitting here like, you know, the quantity of people around us may not be too plentiful, but the quality of people around us, it's so amazing. And I've been in groups where I've been around just a bunch of quote unquote friends, and I'm constantly like, just seeing who they really are without them really telling me. Well, I can't even say who they really are. I'm constantly seeing the mask they put on, the lies they tell to protect who they really are, or the lie. It just, I'm an observant person, so I literally can sit back and be like, wow. Yeah. Let me step back. Let me love you from a distance. And I know some people may feel like that's wrong, because it's like, I don't know. Maybe, I don't know why you would feel like, I don't know. But it's just, I can't, me myself, I can't do that. It's too much. It's too much. I would rather be Selene and have people honestly be like, ooh, I can't deal with you, versus having to constantly put on a mask to keep people around me and then have to question, do they even like me, or do they like this mask or this persona I'm putting on so they will like me? I can't do that. Like, and I know some people have a skill to be able to do that, and I don't know. It just seems very trickery. It seems very low-key, God of mischief. It seems very smoke and mirror. And I'm just in a place where I can't. I just cannot deal with that. if that's a place that you're in your life where you feel like you have to do that for whatever reason, by all means, do that for you and for your growth and your journey. I'm just here to say I can't be a part of that. I just can't. I feel like I've done my time with people like that, and now I know who exactly I like to be around. Like, I recently just, a group of amazing guys recently came into my life. Like, they've been trickling in, you know, as the years have went on. And it's like, it feels like I have finally, it's time for the sleepy time tea. I feel like I've finally found my space where every aspect of me is celebrated. I'm not even gonna say accepted, because it seems like, okay, I get, okay. All right. But it's celebrated, it's embraced, it's understood. And that, for me, that's a lot. And not, and it's a wanting to understand. It's not so much, it's not anymore of, whew, you're too much. It's like a genuine wanting to know more about me, a genuine care, a genuine curiosity. And it's mutual, because I'm like, oh my God, tell me more. Like, these are guys that are just, I don't even, it's amazing. It truly is amazing to be in a space where I love that I'm not for everyone, because everyone doesn't get it. And I don't want to force anyone to get it. I don't want to make anyone get it. I don't want to be like, you will accept me. I just, if it's not genuine, if it's not natural, I'll even go as far as to say, if it's not easy, I don't want it. I feel like even romantically, even in love, I feel like it should just gel. Like, it should just come together. Like, the puzzle pieces should just fit. It shouldn't be like, oh, I gotta make this fit, or I gotta shave this down to make sure it goes in there right. It's like, the best way I can explain it is, the people that have come into my life, it's like our puzzle pieces are just in sync. Like, and it feels so good. Like, it feels so good. Because I'm comparing it to a time where it didn't feel good. Well, just plainly, it didn't feel good. It felt like I wanted friends and I was trying to make friends instead of just being welcomed with just open arms. It's like if you watch The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina, like the weird sisters with Prudence, Dorcas, and what's the other girl name? Agatha? It's like they just know each other. Like, they're real sisters. Like, nothing gets past them. They're just connected. They're in sync. They have a near Jean Grey Cyclops connection. Like, it's just there. Even though I hate Cyclops, I prefer Jean Grey to be by herself, because no one deserves her. But I digress. But it was just amazing to sit and reflect and be like, even when it comes to like some family members, it's like, I just know I'm not the flavor you like. I know I'm just not that girl that we're just not, you know what, let me not put it like they have all the power. I know that we're just not that. And that's cool, because there are other people. There are 7 billion motherfucking people in this world. There's going to be someone that you can jail with. And there's going to be someone that I deal with. There's going to be some people that they deal with and vice versa and so on and so forth. And even that has made me be like, you know what? It's not even that serious. I can still love you and appreciate your being. And also know that we really don't bring out the best in each other. We really don't gel. Like, if we go out, it's going to be awkward versus if I go out with someone that's coming into my life, it's like, boom. And it's refreshing. It's welcomed. It's fucking amazing. And I guess, the reason I'm sounding like this is because it's been so many times in my life where I have felt like I don't fit in or I don't belong or, you know, people think I'm weird or strange or, you know, I'm not just a typical black gay man. Like, what do you do with me? And I'll admit for a moment, I was like, damn, like, where do I fit in? Like, I fit in here with the gamers, or I fit in here with, like, the tech people, or I fit in here with, like, shoot, the fitness world. But as far as, like, all of those parts coming together and fitting in a space, it's been a struggle. And to have that space, I just want to say that I feel like the universe was like, you know what? You deserve this space. You've been through a lot. You've been through the ringer. You've had a lot of ups and downs. You've had a lot of friendships. You had a lot of ended friendships, relationships. And it's like, I've gained all that experience. And I love it. I mean, some relationships lost, I'm like, man, that sucks. Still love them from a distance. Like, old friends, exes. Like, I literally saw one of my exes the other night. And I was like, I hope he's doing really good. It looks like he's doing really good. Like, he was dressed real cute. And I was like, you know what? I hope you're doing good. I saw some old friends, too. And, like, it was the same energy. I was like, I hope these girls are doing really well. And I think they are. Like, from what I see on social media, from other people's posts, they look like they doing real fucking good. And I love it. And I love the experiences that we had and the memories that we had. And it also, you know, those things helped me realize that there is a space for me, and I don't have to sort of wedge myself in and, you know, shrink myself down or dim lights in me so I can fit in there. My lights are super bright, so let me dim down. So it's an amazing place to be in, especially, like, career-wise. And because I've had a bit of jobs, a lot of jobs. And to get to a place where it's like, I love doing something, and this is my place, and no one can take that away from me. And it's like, I've studied to be here. Like, it's amazing. It really feels like I literally fought tooth and nail for these spaces and these opportunities. And even, like, one of my first podcasts, Setting Boundaries, and I reflect back on that, and I can sit and just reflect on things. Like, I've been setting motherfucking boundaries all over the place. And this is, like, my reward. And I'm really big into numerology, so I'll see, like, numbers and research them. And they've been saying things lately like, you know, I'm getting repaid for, you know, good karma I did in the past. And I'm being repaid in kind. And that's why these things are happening. Because it's almost like, I paid my dues. So give me my reward, please. Like, I don't know. I'm just sitting here smiling from ear to ear because I'm like, damn. This feels amazing. Like, it was a fight, I promise you. It was questions. It was times where I was just like, damn, you know, this sucks. Or it was times where I felt lonely. It was times I felt alone. Even though I had a support system, even though I was in a relationship, even though I had like friends or even like best friends, it would still feel like, well, I don't feel like I belong, like, in these spaces. I still felt like the weird one, or the one that was kind of off, or, you know, the crazy one, or the brash one, or the assertive one, or, you know, just whatever adjective could be thrown at me. Abrasive. Did I say abrasive? I don't know. And to be in spaces now where I don't have to think those thoughts, and it's just like, I'm here. I'm here and I'm celebrated. And I have to pause because I got kind of emotional, because it just feels so good. It just feels so good. Like, y'all know. I know y'all been through some similar things, or you can relate based on, you know, things that you've gone through. But when you find those people, when you find those spaces, and even not even just about like people, but when you just, because you can march to the beat of your own drum and still, I feel like you can march to the beat of your own drum and still kind of be like unsure. Like, okay, I know it doesn't feel good over here, but I don't know where I'm going, but I know I'm supposed to, you know, keep going. It's like now I'm marching to the beat of my own drum and it's still foggy in front of me, but I know that the spaces that I didn't feel comfortable in, I know what to get from those spaces now, and I know what to give those spaces now. But I know that I get most of my refilling of my cup and my well from these spaces that truly embrace all of me. Oh my God. It's just a really beautiful place that I'm in. It just really is. Like, I mean, I was the kid that was like, when I would walk up to like my grandma's porch, everyone like would bust out laughing. And, you know, I've had bricks thrown at me walking home from school. I've had, you know, people try to fight me just for just being me. Like, and even as an adult, like, being the person that overextends and is overly dependable, just to be like, okay, well, this is what I contribute to the space. And wow, that's sad. Lesson learned, experience, growth, baby steps. It's like all of that. And even like relationships, like trying to like squeeze yourself down or feel horrible doing it because you know that's not who you are. And, you know, just so much. It's like trying to just stuff yourself in these spaces, and it's like still you coming out, and you're trying to just stuff it in, and it's almost like trying to stuff a balloon in a couch cushion, and it's like, damn, it's still coming up, it's still coming up. It's because you're not supposed to be there. That doesn't go there. That doesn't fit right there. And I get that now. It's like, if I have to feel like I have to push myself or force myself in a space, it's not for me. I know that. I know that, and I live that, and I experience that, and I accept that. That's why now my energy is spent with people who make me feel amazing, in places that make me feel amazing, and doing things that make me feel amazing. If it doesn't make me feel amazing, if I don't feel amazing around, like, I can't do it. And I used to try to do it because I would be like, well, they probably need me, or they need a shoulder to cry on, or they really need someone to take them here or there, or, you know, just. But now I'm just like, no. No. I'm sorry. And I'm even getting to the, I'm even in a place where I'm telling people, I know you may need this out of me, but I can't give it to you because it doesn't make me feel good. And I've done my time where I've overextended, even for these very same people. I've done my time where I've overextended and tried to, you know, be the good brother, the good son, the good, you know, nephew, boyfriend, friend, best friend, employee. And I've done the overextending and the overdependability and the being there. And when I came with my cup, because I was, you know, down or I needed a little refill, it was nothing there. It was nothing like what I gave. And I know some people may be like, well, how can you know? Like, you know. Even things as simple as, damn, I let you vent for hours, but when I need to vent, you're not letting me. Or, shoot, when I need a ride, you are so far up your boyfriend's ass that I can never, you know, get one, or, you know, anything. And it's just like, now I just redirect my energies to where there's reciprocity, where there's give and take, instead of me just giving more. And if people feel the same about me, I can't say anything about that because that may be their experience with me. But, and I have to just eat that, just like they have to eat what I'm saying. Like, I'm just in a space where I need what I give. And the things around me and the people that have come around me lately, they're doing it. And it makes me feel amazing. And I'm going to keep allowing myself to enjoy it. I was in a space where I was like, damn, all these good people coming into my life, but these older people need me, but they don't really make me feel amazing like these new people do. Like, it's even simple shit. Like one of the people that's come into my life, is really big into fitness and working out and spirituality. So we really gel. Like, we really have amazing conversations. And I wasn't, it was a time where I felt guilty enjoying that because I will always be looking at, well, these people really need me, so how can I just be enjoying this over here? But now I'm in a space where I'm like, I'm finna enjoy. I'm finna hang around the good energy. I'm finna hang around where there's reciprocity and, you know, genuine give and take. Like, where's my good morning text? Like, things like that. It feels nice to get those instead of being the one that sends the motivational quotes, sends the uplifting, you know, messages, says good morning. Like, it's nice to be getting that in return. Even, like, me hugging. Like, I'm a big hugger. I love hugs. Love giving them. But I noticed that in a lot of my relationships, I was the one initiating all the time. And I had to get to a place where I was like, you know what? I want some initiation of the hugs. I want, you know, sometimes people to come up to me and hug me instead of me always coming up to them. Some people may feel like that's petty, but you get tired. Good people get tired too. And I think I'm a pretty damn good person. So, I'm glad I sat and reflected. Because I'm not for everyone. And that is a motherfucking okay. Y'all have a good night.